KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees here in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a high of 56, southwest winds shifting to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Medicare sign-up period is once again underway, and that means scams related to Medicare are making a comeback. The Atlantic Police Department on Tuesday issued a warning to residents about a Medicare scam whereby the person calling pretends to be with Medicare and already has the name and phone number of the potential victim. The caller then reads off a Medicare number for the victim to verify. APD said this is a bogus number, and then they ask you to read them your actual Medicare number. The scammer threatens the potential victims of Medicare will be denied if you don't provide them with the actual number. The caller has been trying to use these scare tactics to get your personal information, according to Chief Dave Erickson. They tell the potential victim that they need to replace their current paper card with a plastic card with a magnetic strip. Erickson warns, do not give out any personal information over the phone or computer. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Tuesday announced this year's annual Scrooge contest brought in a record amount of food and cash, with contestants raising the money and collecting non-perishable food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. This year, there were 2,299 items of food donated and $24,177.25 in cash. The record-breaking year was capped off with a last-minute donation from Atlantic Bottling Company. Ray Paulin with Atlantic Bottling was named this year's Scrooge. Paulin collected 401 food items and $8,621 in cash, or total points of $43,506. Tom Cappell with Denner Motor Company and the Atlantic Fire Department came in second with 933 food items and $8,419.28 in cash. Also, the points total of $43,029. Kelly Anstey with the Fairway came in third place with 965 food items and $7,137 in cash or thereabouts for total points of $36,649. Last year, the four Scrooge contestants brought in $23,348. Ray Paulin will be the Grand Marshal of the Lighted Parade on December 4th at 6 p.m. in downtown Atlantic. The Scrooge contest was organized originally in 2002 by the late Eleanor Hoover. Well, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday evening in Elliott. The accident happened a little before 6 p.m. at 110th and Elm Streets. Officials say one vehicle was stopped in the westbound lane and preparing to turn left to head south when the second vehicle struck the first from behind. Deputies determined the second driver was distracted by the use of their cell phone prior to the collision. Because both drivers were minors, their names were withheld by the Sheriff's Department. Authorities remind drivers to please don't use your handheld devices while driving and to always remain aware of your fellow travelers and yourself. A man from Red Oak who was arrested Monday night for violation of a no-contact order was arrested again Tuesday morning on the same charge. 31-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith had originally been taken into custody in the 700 block of North 1st Street in Red Oak at around 7:53 p.m. Monday. His bond was set at $300. After being released, Griffith was arrested at around 10:17 a.m. Tuesday, and he was being held in Montgomery County Jail again on a $300 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup on Tuesday said an arrest had been made in connection with the theft of a motor vehicle. An investigation into the incident began on May 22nd of this year when deputies took a report of a 1977 Ford F-250 that had been stolen from a previously flooded residence in Hamburg. 6 months later, November 22nd, Fremont County deputies arrested 51-year-old William Charles Maddox of Hamburg on an active Fremont County warrant for theft in the second degree, a Class D felony, in connection with the stolen vehicle. Maddox was being held at the Fremont County Jail on a $5,000 bond. In other news, Representative Democrat 3rd District Congresswoman Cindy Axne on Tuesday announced the Norwalk Police Department and Union County Sheriff's Department will receive $500,000 in grants provided by the Department of Justice through the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS Office, COPS Hiring Program. The Norwalk Police Department, located in Warren County, will receive $375,000, and the Union County Sheriff's Department will receive $125,000 to hire additional law enforcement officers. Union County Sheriff Mark Shepard said it's going to be a great to add a deputy. This funding was sorely needed in Union County, and it's going to help us, he said, with our investigations. He said it will also help us put more feet on the streets and increase our visibility in the community. The COPS grant, he said, is the granddaddy of the grants, and it's going to be a huge benefit to Union County taxpayers. The Department of Justice announced funding awards to 183 law enforcement agencies across the nation, which allows those agencies to hire 1,066 additional full-time law enforcement professionals. And officials of the Creston Police Department report 19-year-old Isaiah James Lovell of Creston was arrested just before 1 a.m. Tuesday on drug and other charges. Lovell was taken into custody and charged with interference with official acts, possession of methamphetamine, first offense, possession of cocaine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $2,600. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.